Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Recent incarnations of the Milwaukee Film Festival have included screenings of some classic silent films. On the heels of 2010's showing of Metropolis and last year's showing of Blackmail, the festival tomorrow will feature a 1930 classic agrarian tale made by Soviet director Alexander Dovzhenko. The film, called Earth, is being shown in conjunction with Alverno Presents and will feature music performed live by the Milwaukee group Altos, whose members come from a variety of other bands, including Volcano Choir, Collections of Colonies of Bees, and Hello Death. Lake Effect's Bonnie North stopped by during a recent rehearsal of the music that will accompany the silent film.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lake Effect, and thank you so much for taking time out of rehearsal to talk to us for a little bit.
Thank you.
So let's start with at the beginning. How did this diverse group of people get together to actually do a soundtrack for a 1930s Russian silent film?
Really slowly.
Yeah?
Yes.
How long has it been in process?
Tom and I got together, like, 10 years ago?
2003 or 2004, maybe?
Something like that.
Wow.
A while so back.
Really a long time ago.
Yeah. And then, like, we grabbed a lot of different people for different stuff. And then each member coming in was, like, great. Just a very, very beautiful...
An overused word, synergy, of, like, everything just kind of coming together and making it happen. Listening to the rehearsal... And I know you've been working on it for a while, but what really struck me was, A, you're doing this from memory, and you're watching the film, I mean, and there was such a connection, and it's a huge group. I mean, any musician knows, you know, the more people you add, the more you're having to listen around, and you guys seem to really be tuned into each other. Is that rehearsal? Is that just because you guys are simpatico in other ways?
We've had to work on really long versions of really weird things a lot of times. Like, this one's cooler because there is cinema attached to it, so, like, we can look at something. But for the most part, like, especially when Ken first joined, me, Tom, and Sean were working on really long, boring things that never got anywhere without someone counting a lot or waiting for a sound or something like that, so... I think that's spread out over the whole invitation of everyone to...
So how
somebody
is...
Somebody else say...
Yeah, jump in. Jump in.
Oh, yeah, I would just...
Agree with that and say that.
I think it helps that...
Sean!
My name is Sean.
I concur.
But, and somehow between, I don't know... just the individuals themselves or how they were chosen, everyone has been really, not a lot of ego, and everyone just kind of always understands what the piece is or something like that, or how they can fit in or what they can do. And there's never, like, too much argument over what's going on. And everyone just kind of, like, just slides into whatever it is they feel like they need to do, whatever sounds good, and there's discussion about that, and just kind of keeps growing that way.
So that's how it's composed, is that all just sort of... feel it out in rehearsal?
It's a pretty organic thing. Like, we usually stare at each other for a long time, and then, like, one person has a thing, and then another person comes up with a thing, and then it keeps going and building and building. And then the whole, like, the point of it all is to then start taking things away and then organizing them so they make actual sound.
Is this the first time that you've done it with film?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's that like for all of you guys? I mean, you've done everything, you know, worked in other ways, but what's it like to actually have to be paying attention to that visual?
For me, I feel like it makes it easier in a way. Like, I think we've always kind of made a somewhat cinematic music, but now having this specific thing, it kind of cuts out a lot of other it just kind of hones in the idea on this one thing. We know exactly what the mood is. There's a mood that's represented that we all kind of, or through the director, you know, he kind of is presenting this thing, and then we just kind of all either vocally or just in our heads kind of understand what that is, and we just kind of build towards that towards that thing.
Basically try to express what's going on in the film as best
you can. Yeah,
exactly.
And I think that having the visual thing there, like I said, I feel like it makes it easier, and like I've really enjoyed working.
It goes back to what we were saying about like the idea that we do this already, but now we get to watch something while we're doing it.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's interesting when I first joined the band, it speaks to what we're doing with the movie too. When I first came to an altos practice, after a few practices, Dan basically was like, I think we're going to keep you. And it was interesting because I didn't really do anything for the first three practices. I literally did volume swells. And he's like, it's really nice that you didn't noodle around in between songs or like play. Like, we already assume that you can play bass. You don't have to play bass in front of us for us to know that. You have to know how to add something to what we're doing. And I think everybody does that for the most part, except on crazy nights where we all end up playing drums. But that's pretty fun too.
But that's not for this. That's too bad though, because I would have liked to have heard that.
Point being, before we had to make assumptions about what the emotion was that we were conveying. And we could each draw on whatever personal place we wanted to figure out what that emotion was. And now we can use the director of Earth as basically the person leading and organizing the music.
As you, when you first watched the film, what were some of the emotions that came to all of you? And other people jump in too, feel free. What first kind of jumped out at you?
We did watch the film multiple times as a group with a whiteboard and talked about what we were feeling and what we were hearing in our heads and what we thought was happening on the screen. I mean, it's at the same time too, there's the cultural context to think about maybe what was going on in his life at his time and what he was representing, as well as just the beauty of the imagery. And I think we all can have personal attachments to all of those things. So,
and it was also at the very end of the silent film era too, 1930. I mean, talkies had already started. So it really was sort of the end of something as well as a very beautiful thing to watch. I mean, it really, how many more were made, you know?
Yeah, I
wonder. Yeah. You were going to jump in.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, when we were first watching it, it honestly just boils down to what emotions do you want to tie these visuals, these sweeping visuals to, because it's so beautiful and stark. And you could just run the gamut of emotions. Like, we didn't really necessarily want to tie sad parts and sad music together either and force it too much, but just do a little experimentation and see if we could flip things a little bit in the mind of the viewer.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Put the
funeral part. The funeral part. Like, how do we want to interpret a funeral? Like, should we be super down or like, do we want to celebrate it? You know, like, there's like kind of all those discussions.
Right. What other things can you find other than the obvious?
Yeah.
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 What are the emotions of that type of
event? That type of event. What are the emotions?
Right. So would you do a film again after this experience? I know you haven't performed it yet in front of an audience, but do you think you would tackle it again?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think absolutely. I'm Brendan. I think absolutely. I think in a lot of ways this felt very natural for us, and it's kind of, I know Dan said it already before, but I think this is something that we could really do well at, and we all have enjoyed immensely. And it was really kind of a refreshing way to look at songwriting and, you know, kind of think within these other constructs where we were, you know, kind of creating our own constructs before. We almost have something new to work with. And yeah, it was incredibly refreshing. And I don't know, personally, I really enjoyed it. And I think, I don't know, it helped us all think about music in a little bit of a different way. And, you know, I think we definitely thrived in that.
Have any of you seen Alloy Orchestra? Alloy does, they're a three-piece band out of Boston, and they have made a career out of doing scores for silent films. They've been around for about 30 years, I think. And, you know, it's a similar, I mean, you guys obviously have so many more people and a very different sound, but it's a very cool thing, you know, to like also resurrect these films. You know, it's new for you, but it's also bringing these to light in a way that, I mean, I've never seen this film. I will probably never see this film other than here, you know, and to actually make a live component to it, you know, and to have all of you and that energy present. I think you're going to find that it's really, the audience really eats it up. Because
we'll see about that.
Well, what I've heard so far, I think so.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I think so very much. What's next, though, immediately after this film for Altos?
Resting?
No. I hope there's a record.
I mean, there's rest involved, but I think we're going to work on a record immediately with this Scottish label called Mini 50.
And is that this piece that you're doing or something completely different?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I think we're going to, well, this is really up for debate right now. We'll have a lot of discussions about it, but I personally would like to work on a punk rock record.
Oh, that would be fun. So and would you we'll all see. Go to Scotland?
Of course.
I'm going.
Yeah. I can highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite places. Yeah. And the music scene is fantastic. So
I'm jazzed on it. Those guys seem really cool.
Yeah.
Or at least online.
So, kind of like assuming the record happens, but will there be more Altos here in town? Are we looking forward to more things going on?
Not for a bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, maybe summer, spring, late spring.
Okay.
We should probably get back in the swing of playing shows, but probably not for a hot minute.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you all for taking time out of the rehearsal to talk to me. I appreciate it. And best of luck with this. I think you're going to have a ball.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much.
The members of Altos will perform music to accompany the 1930 silent film Earth Friday evening at the Oriental Theater as part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. The showing comes in conjunction with Alverno Presents. Lake Effect's Bonnie North spoke with them at a recent rehearsal, and our interview was engineered by John Strelecki. That's Thursday's edition of the show. I'm Mitch Teich. So great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow. And every weekday morning, we're here at 10 o'clock. It's Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We are NPR in Milwaukee. Keep listening. It's 11 o'clock. Fresh air comes your way next.